Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Casey from Seattle is. Casey, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Casey has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Ray-Ban makes what sort of fashion item?
Sunglasses.
Correct. What chain is offering free wings if the Super Bowl goes into overtime?
KFC.
No.
GameStop.
No.
Pass.
What was the highest grossing movie of 2024?
Pass.
What is the only king in the deck of cards without a mustache?
Jack.
No.
Without a mustache. Jack. King. Queen.
No. Although considered a popular Hawaiian treat, Spam originated in what Midwest state?
Kansas.
No.
Pass.
Who plays Carl Allen in the romantic comedy Yes Man?
Pass.
In which country was the first fashion magazine published?
France.
Correct. What pizza chain has used the slogan, "Gather around the good stuff"?
Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Woo, finished strong.
Casey, with that, you got 3 correct.
Oh, man, I bit it hard. Yeah.
Yeah,
Wicked was the number one movie, wasn't it?
No, because I believe...
No? Okay.
Wicked did come out last year, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No,
I'm so curious.
Oh.
I don't think Steve's going to know either.
No, I'm actually shocked by it as well. Steve, are you ready? Ray-Ban makes what sort of fashion item?
Sunglasses.
You know it. What chain is offering free wings if the Super Bowl goes into overtime?
Is that Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah. What was the highest grossing movie of 2024?
Highest grossing movie of 2024. Well, it wasn't Dog Man. It just came out.
I don't think
Titanic.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of a single movie that came out. Red Line.
No. What? Wasn't that on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
I got that.
Okay. What is the only king in the deck of cards without a mustache?
King of Hearts?
Yes. Although considered a popular Hawaiian treat, Spam originated in what Midwest state?
I believe it's Minnesota.
How do you know that? Yes. Who plays Carl Allen in the romantic comedy Yes Man?
Jim Carrey.
Correct. In which country was the first fashion magazine published?
France.
Correct. What pizza chain has used the slogan, "Gather around the good stuff"?
Pizza Hut.
Correct. Which sea is the world's saltiest?
The Caspian Sea.
No.
The Sea of Tranquility.
No.
The Morton Sea.
No.
Morton.
What?
The Salt Brand.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Oh.
Whoa.
I would have never got that. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-3. Sorry, Casey.
Ouch. I'm 1-1. That's all right. I'll come back.
We'll see you soon.
Right.
You come back.
Right attitude.
The sea that is the saltiest.
The Dead Sea.
Correct, Danny.
Oh, delicious. should have just started naming those popular C's.
You should have.
But then I got silly with my Morton C.
And then does anyone know the highest grossing movie of 2024?
I think I know. Inside Out 2.
Yes! Damn!
Yeah. It was good. That was, I went to see two movies last year in the theater, and it was Wicked and Inside Out 2, and you said it wasn't Wicked, so I was like, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, this guy, he's a true narcissist. Of course it's a movie I saw.
Yeah. I mean, if it pulls me out, like,
yeah.
I am impressed, though, but congrats on beating Casey, Steve.
What the hell was going on that led to someone saying,
but I miss my burrow. I miss my coop.
We're going to tell you what that's all about after Nirvana.
Sounds like Tyron's weekend.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was Groundhog's Day. Did Punxsutawney Phil see his shadow, Steve Miggs? Here.
That, are you? Do you care about this kind of stuff? Like, is this like something that, like, you know, like, that you need to like find out?
No.
Okay, I was just wondering. I'm just always so curious. Like, who cares about this?
Ooh, we're so excited.
Right? No. What's going to happen?
This is the big announcement.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. Phil looked to the sky.
Gobbler's Knob sounds like a gentleman's club.
I can't with that. I cannot.
What happened to you guys last night? We got wasted at a Gobbler's Knob. Man, my bank account's a little thinner.
Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in Groundhoggese, directed the president to the proper scroll, which reads...
What is happening right now?
So people are taking it very seriously.
And they wear like the fancy outfits and they gather a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many, I'm sure you could Google it, like how many Punxsutawney Phils have we had over the years?
Ooh.
Right? Because I don't know, what's the shelf life on a groundhog?
The shelf life. Oh, I mean, you know, I think maybe the age of a dog, maybe?
Like thinking like somewhere between 10 to 12 years?
10 to 12 years, sure.
All right.
It's Groundhog Day, and maybe life is on a loop.
But I miss my burrow. I miss my coop.
What? I don't know what's funnier. Is it the guy or the people who are reacting to the guy?
They're like, oh.
I ain't gonna lie, though. If I lived anywhere near Pennsylvania where this is happening, I would go.
I'd pre-funk it.
That you have to.
I'd be.
So it's funny. You said we could Google it easily. It's not easy to Google. It's all says there's only ever one. Just like there's only one Santa Claus and one Easter. That's what all of the answers
say. I know we're like, all right, the president's been releasing information about past things that we have questions about. I think we need the answers to this one.
Mm-hmm.
They need to release the exact number of Punxsutawney Phils that we've had. There hasn't been just one. He's not Santa Claus.
Literally, like every single article, NPR, AP News, CNN, it's all about there's only one groundhog. And there's only ever been one groundhog.
Are we going to have the FBI show up to our building because we're questioning this? Wait, so what's the shelf life on a groundhog?
I don't know. I'm with Danny. I was trying to Google how long he's been, and they say he's probably 139 years old.
Google how long do groundhogs live
for? 3
years.
That's it?
Yeah. The average lifespan of a groundhog is 3 years.
Well, now I know how to get Tatum that for a pet.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. In captivity, though, they can live up to 14 years, so maybe... Punxsutawney is a captivity one.
Well, he's super captive. He only comes out once a year. That's why he's lived so long.
So I'm headed back down. There's a shadow up here. Get ready for 6 more weeks of winter this year.
It sounds like they just drafted your favorite football player on your team.
The way
people are freaking the F out.
Honestly, now I kind of want to go to this.
This we announcer. Next year.
We should.
We'll broadcast live from Punxsutawney Phil. I'm sure Castle will sign off on this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That would be the ultimate field trip.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Well, then there's what? Staten Island Chuck. Have you heard about him? He's also a groundhog, and he apparently predicted an early spring, and I guess he's been more accurate than Punxsutawney Phil.
Are they like rivals?
Have you heard about the other groundhog that will not only will predict if we're going to get an early spring or a late winter, but this groundhog talks, and his name is Arnold the Groundhog, and we have audio of him.
Okay. Who gives a shit about what a fucking groundhog does? Oh, hey, look at me. I popped my little fucking head out, took a big shit by a tree, and now I'm going back in my hole. You know what that means? 6 weeks of shitty weather. Now go fuck yourself.
That is aggressive. Yeah,
a little more aggressive than Chuck. Definitely not like Punxsutawney Phil. Arnold's very, he's a different culture.
Oh my God.
Different attitude. Yeah, he's a little out there. Yeah.
Do you watch the movie Groundhog Day often anymore?
I think I've seen that movie twice.
Really?
I mean, I love the movie, but I'm not like Danny. Danny will watch the same movie like 15 times in 1 month.
Yeah.
I'm only watching multiple movies now because my daughter wants to see movies like The Grinch or things
like that.
Oh, yeah. I've also never seen Groundhog Day. So.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, what about you?
Never.
Oh, what is wrong with these people?
It's a super. Do you like Bill Murray?
I don't know. What else has he been in, like, recently?
Oh, apparently Arnold the Groundhog wants to tell you guys this because you haven't seen Groundhog Day.
Now go f*** yourself.
Fair.
Yeah.
We know that you are a massive fan of music, but do you think that you are such a fan that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Climate Pledge Arena. And that show is on August 12th. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we're checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would love to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Earlier this morning, we had the Men's Room guys on, Ryan Castle on, as we're going to be doing our Super Side Showdown. It's a battle to see who can make a better Super Bowl side dish. And then we each have picked something randomly out of a hat, and we all have to try and create that side dish without looking at any recipes, no YouTube tutorials, or anything along those lines. We've gotten a few text messages about this challenge. A lot of people are already putting their money on Thrill because, well, they brought up a good point. One person says, y'all know that Thrill is a former professional chef, right? Are you giving him a handicap where he can't make anything using his eyes, hands, or taste buds?
What did he draw?
He actually got one of the, I wouldn't say weaker ones, but easier ones, queso dip.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, Thrill can definitely zhuzh it up, as they say, right?
Is that zhuzh.
That's what you say.
He's a zhuzher.
Yeah, you like to use the
I
zhuzh.
Do.
Yeah.
Well, and queso is not that easy, guys. Like, you have to, it's not just melting cheese. Like, you have to do the garlic and the onions. You have to put some, like, chicken base in there.
It's not as hard as building a slider.
Okay.
That involves just bread and meat of the plant-based variety.
I mean, I'm very excited about my pigs in a blanket.
Somebody says, Sarah, you could just have your brother Joey make your mac and cheese.
That is so brilliant.
That would be cheating, Sarah.
Yes. Now we know.
I mean,
if it's good, we know that your brother made it.
It's not looking at a recipe. It's just having someone else do the whole thing. Can I do it from a box?
No.
I mean, you can get the noodle part out of the box, but that sauce needs to be handmade with love.
Oh, my.
So I just texted and said, I just spit my coffee out hearing that KSW flannel commercial about Sarah's butt. Looking good in the rear, Sarah. LOL, LOL. We also had to stop for a second and be like, what did we just hear? So there was a commercial running to promote the fact that we have these awesome KSW flannels in the Rock Shop. Go to KSW.com to check them out, plus the awesome hoodies as well. And this was said.
The KISW Rock Flag Flannel.
Oh, wait, let me get to the beginning. That'll probably help, huh?
KISW Rock Flag Flannel with a patch on the front. It's Steve Miggs from the Daily Mix Show. Miggs commands the runway with the grace of a pro wrestling lumberjack.
You know it, but here's where it gets crazy.
Next up, the Daily Mix Show's own Sarah, rocking the other KISW Rock Flag Flannel. Looking good from the back, Sarah.
Hey.
Looking good from the back, Sarah.
Hey.
That escalated so quickly.
Speaking of looking good from the back, someone says, I just watched Shakira's performance based on you guys talking about it from last night. I now need a smoke and another shower. Damn.
That was impressive.
I showed you guys the performance. How is she? What, is she 50?
Almost.
Almost 50, and she looks like she's not even 25.
It's wild.
It's insane. She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, that belly dancing was... Oh.
If she comes to town, we're all going, right?
It made me drool.
We might need to take the next day off.
Yes.
Hey, someone else said, hey, Migs, if you watched the Grammys, what did you think about Will Smith being there? I saw a lot of people that felt that he shouldn't be invited due to the slapping incident. I mean, I didn't get too worked up over it. I thought it was a good reason why he was there, because he was showing some love to Quincy Jones. They were doing a big tribute to him. And Will Smith had a very close relationship with Quincy because he was the producer of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And Quincy's produced so many great stuff. And he was a true icon. And I actually did like Will's speech and the story that he shared about Quincy Jones.
I want to share a little story about Quincy. Quincy was the executive producer
of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We're on set one day, and you know, I'm 22 years old. Quincy gave me a shot with this show, and I'm working through a scene, and somebody says, Will, Quincy wants to see you. I'm like, oh, well, I'm in the middle of this scene. They said, no. He said, come right now. And I go, and Quincy's standing. He got his hands on his hips, and he's at the snack table, and he's looking at the snacks. And I was like, what's up, Q? He said, so this is the food that you think the people on your set should eat? I was like, Quincy.
I really want to know what kind of food I was on the snack table.
I'd probably be fine with it, whatever it was.
Right?
I was like, Quincy, I don't do the snacks on the show. And he said, whose name is on this script? I said, it was The Fresh Prince, Quincy. It's me. And he said, so let me get this straight. You want these people to work 16 or 18 hours a day so you can realize your dreams, and this is the food you think they should eat. He said, I don't care if it's not in the budget. You pay for it out of your own pocket. And he said something to me that became the absolute center of how I wanted to have my career, how I wanted to live my life. He looked right in my face and he said, it is your job to take care of these people.
He also said, it's your job to punch and slap a comedian if they make fun of your wife.
No. Could it also be his job to vet his children's outfits?
What
was that house thing on Jaden's head?
It was like a weird cardboard box with like black fabric on his head.
There's no explanation yet. I don't know what that was, but it was weird.
I'm sure he paid a pretty penny for it, too. That's the weird part.
Migs, you actually sound pretty good right now.
Thank you.
But I know that over the weekend, you did lose your voice a little bit.
Yes, I've been drinking down some of that throat coat all morning long just to kind of keep my voice going.
So you had a little bit of a strategy in place of how you would avoid losing your voice. And yes, it led to random people telling you and the entire city of Seattle to F off.
Yes.
We're going to find out what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend, Migs, you lost your voice, and I'm very curious to hear how this happened.
Unfortunately, I didn't fully lose it, but it was teetering on the edge because like we were coming back from Vancouver, British Columbia. It's like a 4-hour drive. All of us are just talking and laughing, and then the next morning I wake up, I'm like, oh boy. Like, you know how it is. Like, sometimes you just spend so much time talking and chopping it up with everybody that your voice kind of goes through the ringer. So I'm like, this sucks because I got to go to Portland, and I'm wrestling in Portland at DOA Pro Wrestling on Saturday night, and I'm driving up with friends, so we're all going to want to talk. I'm drinking all the throat coat possible. I'm like, I have an idea, because they wanted me to go in front of the crowd, talk a little bit, cut a promo, as they call it in the world of wrestling, and like, you know, get the crowd going. I said, I don't know if I can do that without blowing out my voice, and I don't feel like blowing it out for Monday.
Sure.
So I was like, I have an idea. So I wrote out what I was going to say, and I put it on my phone, and I walked out there drinking tea out of a Starbucks cup because I knew that would piss off the Portland crowd, and then went over to the announcer and aggressively gave her my phone and said, read this. And so she starts reading it. I did not realize how angry people would be when I started bragging about being from the city of Seattle. Like, Portland, you realize rather quickly, if you want to trigger them, just say that you love Seattle, and it pisses them off to no end. So I grabbed a little bit of the audio. Of course, I had to bleep a lot of it, but this is what it sounded like. Oh, yeah. First of all, that lady was telling me what I should eat that's not plant-based.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then other people started saying that, too.
I regret to inform you that Steve Migs is on the verge of losing his voice.
Good! Dude, I'm sorry. I'm biting the cheek, trying not to laugh at these people who are just so angry, and it's so much fun. So at that point, now they're mad.
They're
and they start
unhinged.
Chanting mean words to me and the city of Seattle. And this went on for a while. And I saw this one dude that was like coming from out of town who doesn't know anything about anything. He's just like a fly-in. And afterwards, he pulled me aside like, they don't like you here. I was like, yeah. And the whole time when I'm saying I'm from Seattle, I'm holding my Starbucks cup and pointing at it like a goober. You can see it's on my Instagram and on my Twitter, at I'm Steve Migs, if you want to check it out.
They got you good, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great chant.
Yeah.
What the hell is cyber farting? I feel like if anyone on this crew would know, it'd be you, Steve.
Danny,
you have
no,
any idea?
No idea.
No idea. Well, you might need to know that this could lead to you being arrested. It's a real thing. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Weezer.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And good morning to Ryan Castle. Ryan, do you know what hooky bobbin is?
Yes, because I grew up in the Northwest, which is different than skeeting or whatever it is.
Skitching or skitching.
Skeeting.
Skeeting. Yeah.
Skeeting, I think, is something different. That's from that song, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not skeeting. I'm just skitching.
Something about the windows and the walls.
Yeah, that's not.
And sweat. That's skiing.
Yeah, that doesn't involve having fun with snow.
I mean, it could.
Hey, you're not wrong. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. It's been confirmed that the world's largest duck is still over there. So go check. I guess they took it down for a little bit because of wind concerns over the weekend. So there you put everybody's heart at ease.
Thank goodness.
Well, let's head on over to the UK. There's a woman by the name of Rhiannon who has become the first person to plead guilty to cyber farting. And now you're probably wondering, well, what the hell is cyber farting? It's apparently when you repeatedly harass somebody like her ex, which is what she did, by sending videos of herself farting in her phone.
Hey, kudos to her for her creativity.
She was arrested, sentenced to probation, and banned from drinking for 60 days.
Okay, now that's the bad part.
Which answers my question, why are you doing that? Apparently, alcohol was a big part of that, and a 2-year restraining order.
Wow.
All because of cyber farting. I got to do that to my wife, see how she reacts.
I'm going to start doing that right away.
To my wife?
No.
I was going to say, man, that's weird.
I don't have her number anymore. She changed it.
For good reason.
Last year, there was this mass shooting at a splash pad near Detroit. 9 people ended up with injuries, including a little boy named Janik. No one died, thankfully, but Janik now no longer has his eyesight, which is just such a bummer. But now he's handing out slime that makes fart noises when you push down on it to help cheer up kids in the hospital. This is Janik talking about his love for fart noises and his grandma talking about bringing joy to others.
What noise did it make that made you laugh?
The fart noise.
Who doesn't think farts are funny?
My wife.
I mean, come on.
Some girls, but my friend Jane thinks they're hilarious. And here is the noise.
Seeing them, you know, laughing again and seeing them starting to run around and just be themselves again was so inspiring to me.
Strong agree. Hilarious.
Like some women don't like it. Hey, the Kraken lost yesterday 3-2.
I know. Sarah wasn't there.
Because of Punxsutawney Phil, it's Groundhog Day when it comes to the Kraken. They just keep losing and losing.
Blame anyone but yourself.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 38 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. It's supposed to get a little icy out as well. We had a little bit of snow here. I heard some snow in Bellevue as well, but it's now stopped snowing. So there you go. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.